citing geopolitical uncertainty, IESO lowers long-term demand forecast slightly, written by Michael Brooks and read by an automated voice. The reference scenario in ESO's 2026 annual planning outlook indicates net annual energy demand growth of 65% by 2050, from just over 150 terawatt-hours in recent years to 250 terawatt-hours. The figure represents robust load growth over the next 25 years, according to the ISO, but it is slightly lower than the 262 terawatt-hours predicted in the 2025 APO, released in April. While this APO reflects short-term impacts caused by current geopolitical uncertainty, the long-term forecast shows that Ontario is poised to continue growing through the 2030s and beyond, consistent with trends seen in the 2025 APO, IESO said in a presentation to webinar attendees November 18. Adam Kliber, IESO Supervisor of Planning Models and Forecasts, said there were four main drivers of the lower-than-expected demand. Among them are reduced adoption of electric vehicles and delays in large industrial step loads projects typically over 20 megawatts that interconnect in large blocks, as opposed to slowly ramping up their growth over time. IESO officials did not go into details about the delays, saying the underlying assumptions would be released alongside the full APO in the first quarter of 2026. The 2025 APO showed a rapid increase in two types of step loads: data centers, defined as commercial load, and the EV supply chain, including batteries. Data centers still are expected to be the main driver of load growth in Ontario. But several global situations since have led to delays in an expected ramp-up of EV production in the province. Chief among them is U.S. President Donald Trump's 25% tariff on imported auto parts, which led Honda to postpone a previously announced $11 billion expansion of its manufacturing plant in Alliston into an EV production hub. And in late October, Honda slowed production at all its North American plants because of a dispute between the Netherlands and China over the Chinese-owned, Netherlands-based semiconductor manufacturer Nexperia. The dispute has thrown a semiconductor supply chain still recovering from the post-COVID-19 pandemic shortage into disarray. Honda since has resumed normal operations after securing enough chips, but that could change as the conflict continues. Umicore Precious Metals Canada also had announced plans to build battery components for EVs at its Loyalist Township plant, with the federal and provincial governments contributing a combined $1 billion into the facility. That plan was paused even before Trump re-entered office, and the company has no intention of starting construction anytime soon, as lower metal prices and EV demand globally led to reduced revenue. Another factor leading to the lower growth is ESO's new electricity demand-side management framework and its considerable contributions on slowing demand growth by helping families and businesses use electricity more efficiently. The ISO also projects lower population growth, though Kliber emphasized the data indicate a very high growth overall. The geopolitical uncertainty is reflected in ESO's high and low demand scenarios, to be included in the APO for the first time to comply with a directive from the Ontario Minister of Energy and Mines. While the 2025 APO indicated a 2.2% compound annual growth rate and the 2026 reference scenario shows 2.1%, the high demand scenario shows 2.7%. The ISO did not go into detail about the assumptions for each scenario, but officials presented how it is developing the 2027 APO scenarios, with explanations for each. The reference scenario represents high confidence policy, government announcements, and continuing trends, while the high and low demand scenarios vary based on economic growth and consumer-driven electrification trends. Under the reference scenario, EV adoption would continue to grow but is lower than the federal government's targets, with the low scenario reflecting even lower adoption rates. Under the high demand scenario, the government's targets are met.